Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, what a very significantly volatile last few days. We had a very volatile Tuesday off the back of PPI. We had a very, very quiet Wednesday. And then yesterday, we saw some extreme volatility. Some of it somewhat predictable in the indices. They're on a sort of a bit of a mad tear again, and they have been now since the markets collapsed a week and a half ago. So they're bouncing back very, very aggressively. We do have things like some of the big tech stock earnings coming through now. We've got Nvidia, I think, in about 10 or 12 days. And it's looking really positive for the dynamics for the markets. Some of the data is proving a bit more positive than we expected. I think than everyone pretty much expected. Yesterday's numbers, retail sales were stellar. And the unemployment rate came down very, very aggressively. So that little panic 2 weeks ago was absolutely a little bit of a blip. Where we're finding the strangest volatility is in the dollar. I'll show you now in just a second. So the dollar's not been overly productive, but we have had some good moves in the indices. And how much higher will they go? It's going to be an interesting one to see. And so we are trading summer markets as well. The price action is pretty wild in some markets. We'll break it down for you in a little bit more detail. So let's get into it then today. We'll start, of course, with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. And all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade, where do we enter and exit those markets, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade psychology, all very important features. We address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, of course. We're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So let's go through these news events. So I suppose the volatility for the week started around the PPI coming in lower than expected. It allows the Fed to start cutting rates. We're getting inflation falling back into line. We had a surprise 25 basis point rate cut from the RBNZ on Wednesday. And then on Wednesday afternoon, we had the CPI numbers actually coming in below expectation on the headline year-on-year number, which, you know, we're certainly inching closer to where the Fed want to be. So I guess broadly speaking, it does still allow the Fed to cut. They might need to be a little bit cautious. And then rolling into yesterday's price action, it was a bank holiday in France and Italy yesterday, so conditions were a little bit sideways, moving a bit bland. And then, as expected, well, we had a feeling that this 1:30 news event would be potentially quite significant for markets, and it proved to be, except in a bit of a surprising manner. Core retail sales and headline retail sales coming in way above expectations, which is was a bit of really good positive news. So instinctively, we saw a bit of a bullish response from the equity markets and the dollar, the indices and the dollar. And broadly speaking, just a really positive dynamic. Unemployment claims are coming in way below expectations, much lower than the previous. So there is an increase of part-time roles in the US. So those people that perhaps were in full-time positions, you know, are they securing part-time positions? Still a bit of a precarious jobs market, but unemployment claims coming down, even though we saw the unemployment rate jump up 2 weeks ago to 4.3, which freaked out the markets completely. On the manufacturing side, the Empire State came in a bit more positive than expected, but the Philly Fed manufacturing index, just these are regional manufacturing numbers, coming in worse than expected. So I think it's fair to say that there is kind of winners and losers. Today now, we've just had retail sales numbers come in for the UK economy, coming in slightly worse than expected, but much better than the previous minus 0.9, which was actually revised. So the 0.5, it's a bit of positivity, but just not as positive as the markets were anticipating. And this afternoon, building permits, consumer sentiment, inflation expectations. So very little for the rest of the trading day. So the important thing to just take note of, we've had a very, very pronounced, very, very significant rally in the S&P and the NASDAQ. The other thing is just regarding the bond markets, just quickly, we're seeing it's not a particularly coherent position, but we're seeing a little structural failure trade in these bond yields. We're not quite there with the 10-year just yet, but if we start to rally, and we're certainly in the 2-year, we're kind of bouncing off near term. We were at 3.9, now we're up at 4.08. So that's a little bit of a bounce. And it's a little bit of an upside down position as far as the industry markets are concerned. But I suppose what we can probably suggest is, okay, some of the economic data is actually better than expected. The wheels haven't come off the US economy just yet. I think that's probably a fair thing to say. And there's patches of weakness in places. There's patches of weakness. So yeah, that's a bit of a... Excuse me. So look at the pound for yesterday. So we rallied really significantly on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we started to sell off. And then yesterday, we actually rallied to the upside, made new highs, and then rolled back over and rallied to the downside off the back of yesterday's news event, and then turned around and started to rally again. And it's now looking really, you know, a lot more constructive to the upside. So, I mean, we did try to get into that trade to the downside at one point. It quickly proved not a particularly fruitful trade. So this is why it's obviously so important to have stop losses in place. The New Zealand dollar, look at the sort of the choppy up and down nature of this market. It looked like we were making progress, and now we've sort of created a bit of a structural high. We still have a stop loss. The one thing about these markets is we are generally using much wider stop losses than we would ordinarily like. And it's to do with the market conditions, which are really quite choppy, more so obviously for the dollar. Really choppy markets there, and it's a bit up and down pretty much across the dollar. The pound is looking like it's making some progress. We then have the dollar strengthening against the yen, so we had 1 hour of a bit of a rally, and we've done pretty much nothing since. Dollar Swiss, the dollar rallied yesterday, just pulled back off the highs, and now it's looking weaker. Bit of indecision for the CAD, the dollar CAD not really making that much progress. We're kind of up and down a lot in the Aussie dollar. We're back into resistance now, and the New Zealand dollar has been extremely volatile. It looks like we're going to rally probably a little bit higher short term. Now, our bias is very much to the downside, not just because of the dollar strength that we saw for a period, but also the RBNZ making a surprise cut. We saw a bit of a move on Wednesday because of that. Yesterday, we were expecting further momentum lower, and we didn't really get it, and now we've just bounced back a little bit. So really volatile US dollar. We did get these moves higher in the euro and the yen. So we are seeing further weakness in the yen. With all the volatility yesterday, we noticed that was continuing to creep higher. So we've got a bit of... Yesterday we traded inside the previous day's highs and lows, so a little bit of indecision, and it closed looking a little bit more bullish, the actual candlestick itself. Now today we've opened and we're looking a little bit bearish. Our bias is certainly to the downside. There is concerns with the Middle East and the potential conflict coming from Iran. What impact could that have on the oil supply? And it's not so much the impact or the attack from Iran. It's more so to do with the retaliation from Israel. Would that actually impact supply? And if it does impact supply, then prices rally. If it doesn't impact supply, then we'll probably get further rollover to the downside in crude oil. So it's just a difficult one. A few of these markets are just in a pretty difficult space. Yesterday, we saw a little bounce off the lows. We were looking really quite positive at one side, and we've just rolled back into indecision almost. So where the clarity is, of course, is in the US indices. We're still in the NASDAQ. We're making new highs there. We're breaking out of this upper trend line. Really, really impressive V-shaped recovery now. We're pretty much up to where we were prior to the market collapse. In fact, we're at those levels right now. Now, if we break this, then this is a sort of a Nike swoosh again. You know, we keep seeing these, if you go back to April of last year, it was April of this year. So, the rollover was really quite significant there for a few weeks, and that's all it's turned out to be. So all those that panicked and freaked out that the market was gonna collapse, and urgent meeting from the Fed, and we'd need a 75 basis point rate cut. All proved to be complete and utter nonsense, really. So we keep having these sort of Nike swooshes, and it looks like we're getting kind of potentially another one. The question is, have we got enough to actually make new highs? I think one catalyst for this, which is why we do keep an eye out for corporate earnings now with Nvidia, is that if that comes in stellar, you'd have to say there's probably nothing but a considerable upside still in that trade. So further upside for the indices, the S&P, the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones is rallying as well. The Nikkei, good rally in the CAC, and actually the German DAX has rallied into resistance as well. So it really boils down to catalyst. What is the catalyst? At the minute, it seems to be, as far as the equities are concerned, really positive data where the economy is performing well. It's this soft landing narrative, which is really what we'll, if I just bring up the next slide, we've got you know, major narratives. It's this soft landing. We kind of have positive economic data, and we're also expecting the Fed to pivot. So indices up, and the dollar has turned really quite negative after a considerable amount of volatility. There's a lot of sort of market manipulation in this month. It makes it really a difficult dynamic for traders because some of the price action is so choppy, and we've certainly seen that in the dollar. We've been talking about these. You have to be careful with these markets, and sometimes working with wider stop losses, you just have to make sure that you taper your exposure to the downside. And that's what we've been doing actually all over the summer, is trading with lower size, because these markets are particularly erratic and can be significantly volatile. And yesterday is just another example of that. US bond yields, they're actually ticking higher. They're actually on the risk-off side of the narrative. And commodities, gold's very close to all-time highs, and the gold dynamic is going to really depend a little bit more on what's going on in the Middle East and whether we will get a retaliation from Iran or not. Okay, so yesterday, please note, today's retail sales and unemployment numbers are likely to be the next round of volatility for these markets. That was absolutely the case yesterday morning. Summary, risk on, there is aspects of kind of a mixed market dynamic in there if you look at bond markets or the dollar. So we can still stick with that risk on mixed market dynamic. We want to keep all options open. We really did. We had a mixed dollar yesterday, and we continue to have a little bit of a mixed dollar today. We didn't really get a decent move in crude oil below that 75-70 level. Where is it? Crude oil. Yeah, we weren't able to break below the previous lows. And that, in fact, we kind of bounced off those levels again. So let's put in today's trade plan. So we still have risk on stroke mixed market conditions. Okay, let's put US indices. So it looks like we're going to close out the week in a position of strength. Crude oil, don't really have that opportunity. So we've got the potential for US dollar weakness. I think it's important to be selective. So there's some opportunities like the pound dollar perhaps, but the dollar is stronger in other areas. And I think we can probably have a look at Sorry, I didn't mean to move that there. So please note, summer market volatility is likely to continue, so act with caution. Maybe look at slightly wider stop losses. Perhaps look at bringing down your perhaps look at trade frequency, removing risk on the trade, lower trade size, lower frequency. You know, these little things that you're not really changing your strategy as such, but you are just tapering down your expectations to the upside. You're perhaps willing to take a bit of profit. So one of the biggest trades really so far is the US indices. So we're going to look to stick with our NASDAQ trade. We're expecting a little bit of follow through, and it looks like that's what we're getting. So at one point, if the market looks like it's going to just top out, I mean, we probably will close our NASDAQ trade for hopefully it will continue to be profitable today, and we'll be able to close it out for a decent winner there. And we've just found it really quite choppy for the dollar. Yeah, let's see how we get on. Okay, on that note, guys, listen, I'll just post that there into the chat box. Thank you very much for joining us as always. The major narratives really are around this soft landing, positive economic data, this rate pivot sort of narrative. Plus, we're seeing a bit of an upside move in AI stocks as well. So risk on, indices higher. We just wait and see whether we get that dollar lower trade. We should get some continuation. We just clearly have to be a little bit, be selective really about the trade. Okay, any questions, feel free to post them. Thank you very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade in financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website, starting from just $59 per month. For more information, just go to thelivetraderoom.com. Great stuff. On that note, guys, we'll let you go. We'll switch rooms now, so we'll see you on the inside very shortly. So from everyone here, take care. And if we don't see you, enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.